We've been digging into findings of a survey about African Americans' views on their communities, their financial situation, and dating. The survey was conducted by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard School of Public Health. We talked with more than 1,000 men and women over the age of 18. One finding of note, more men than women said they were looking for long-term relationships. But as Christopher Johnson reports, it turns out that men and women mean different things when they say long-term.
The numbers go like this. Very few women, just a quarter of those surveyed, said they were looking for long-term relationships. And nearly twice as many black men said they were looking to go long-term.
Shut the front door.
I lay the data on Krista McDonald and her Black Women's Book Club, gathered at a restaurant in Brooklyn. They're all in their 30s, mostly single, and to every woman here, the term long-term relationship equals a prelude to marriage. That's the lens McDonald used to interpret the survey numbers.
I think that a lot of men think that they want to get married. I think men see it as a sense of accomplishment. Like, once I get married, I've checked something else off the list of the things that I want to accomplish in my life.
Okay, but then why are so few women looking? McDonald says a lot of her girlfriends were raised by single moms. Marriage wasn't modeled in their homes, and today it seems like a realm beyond possibility.
Something that they don't feel they'll ever achieve. It just makes you feel like, damn, you know?
So some black women just throw in the towel, says Danette Hargraves, who's single but wants to go the distance with someone.
Some people give up, like, I'm never going to get married, so whatever. I'm never going to find a guy who has a job, who makes as much money as I do, who can live up to my, who's cute, that I can't pick up and spin around.
Right?
The African-American community that we interviewed report a lot of financial insecurity about things that could go wrong in the future, losing jobs, not being able to pay medical bills, etc.
Robert Blendon co-directed the survey. He teaches at the Harvard School of Public Health. He says African-Americans are more likely than whites to want financial security in their long-term partners.
And it's been reported a number of times, on the average, African-American women are staying in school longer for lots of reasons than men. That also affects the choice of a long-term partner.
And what do black men think of the survey numbers? A group of guys, all 30-somethings, are sitting at a pub in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. Milton Appling is single and looking for something long-term.
The long-term relationship means headed towards marriage or as a final step, as opposed to X years and we'll see what happens, then that's very different. You know, men in general, when they hear that term, do not necessarily mean marriage. Marriage is marriage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think they may not necessarily have a good view of marriage, you know.
Brooke Stevenson, also single and searching for a girlfriend, says although guys may steer away from marriage, many are still enthusiastic about long-term relationships.
They may just not have found a woman they really feel that strongly about. They want to be with her, but no one ever said anything about marriage. They just want to be with her, you know, forever, how long that rocks, you know.
It's important to note this, too. The majority of both sexes, 57%, said they were not looking for long-term relationships. Survey co-director Robert Blendon says that figure could have some real implications for the future of black families.
As generations move forward, there are going to be less long-term relationships, and it will shape what communities look like for the next few decades if people don't develop long-term partnerships here.
Back at the beer garden in Crown Heights, Serge Negri says he's on the path to a long-term relationship. He's found someone he really likes, and things are getting pretty serious.
So I'm trying something new. I'm enjoying it, but it's not easy. It's been 6 months, so, you know, we're at one milestone. So no more questions about long-term relationships.
But the guys did keep talking about long-term relationships for more than an hour. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Johnson.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.